Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Ag Daily weekly market outlook for the grains. We currently have corn down about 3 cents at 3.75¾. Wheat in December, it's down 16¾ cents at 5.63 in Chicago, down 14 cents at 5.78 in Kansas City, and we've got November beans up 4 cents at 8.96¾. All of these grains are well off their overnight highs, with corn a nickel off those highs, wheat 16 to 18 cents off the overnight highs, and beans about a dime off the overnight highs. Now, we had a bean rally on continuations of the support from the announcement on Friday that the U.S. and China would resume talks, low-level talks, beginning this Thursday and Friday here in the U.S., and then hopefully that leads to higher-level talks, possibly between Trump and President Xi sometime in November. So looking for some type of resolution to this trade situation. That had a good bounce in the beans, but obviously some of the luster has worn off of that as we head further into the day. Funds are still short about 59,000 contracts of beans, so also that's something to consider as these talks progress and whether or not these funds are get motivated to exit those positions. Taking a look at corn, again, we've got December down 3 cents at 3.75¾. You've got the funds only short about 25,000 contracts of corn, so that large short position, we've eaten into that pretty well, and we will have to see again what the rest of the week holds as far as any fund short covering continuing. We've got the Pro Farmer Crop Tour kicking off today, so over the next 4 days we'll be getting results in, and we'll be looking for any significant divergences from that and the latest USDA report. In the wheat, again, down 16 to 18 cents off the overnight highs. We had a good rally on Friday. That was on reports that Russia may be limiting wheat exports. That rumor unconfirmed, and some mild denials coming out of Russia. That combined with some beneficial rains moving across good portions of the Midwest and the Plains, and also Friday's Commitment of Traders report showing that the funds were record long combined in Chicago and Kansas City wheat, with well over 60,000 contracts in each position there in Kansas City and Chicago, leading to a bit of a pullback this morning off of those overnight highs. We'll be keeping an eye on developments there. Reports that the Russian Ag Ministry were looking to sell 2 million metric tons of grain from government stockpiles, so maybe this is another indication of supplies possibly running short over there. Again, a lot of that rumor, we'll have to wait for confirmation on that. So we'll be looking here for the rest of the week at, I think the market will be paying most attention to how those talks develop between China and the U.S. Also some positive developments on the NAFTA negotiation front. The U.S. has dropped one condition of resolution, which applied to seasonal restrictions on imports from Mexico. U.S. choosing to drop those because I think the main focus is more on the automotive side of things. So hopefully we can get that resolved shortly. That is all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give Top Third a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE or topthird.com. Thanks and have a great week.